My name is Paola Tester and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's Monday the 13th of July 2009 at 12:20 in the morning. Could you please tell us your full name, your date of birth and where you come from?
Mary Jane Platt, 22nd of November 1957, and I currently live in Warrington, Cheshire.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Excited but slightly anxious.
How did you first hear about the project?
I can't quite remember because that question was on the form, and I just can't quite remember. So I thought, well, that looked interesting, and decided to go and explore it on the internet.
And what is it that inspired you to apply?
Partly because I like some of Anthony Gormley's work, because Crosby Beach has got all the other place statues, and the one he did a couple of years ago when had the bodies all over the all over London, and partly because I thought it might be an opportunity to promote the charity that I work with, so that was my initial thought, and then I went off that idea, but then I came back to it.
And how did it feel when you found out you had a place?
To begin with, I thought, oh no, I'm not going to do anything, I won't do it. And then I thought, well, actually, if I don't, I'll regret it. So I decided I would take it up. And actually thought about that this time of the morning would be fairly anonymous, so be all right.
And what have you decided to do on the fourth plinth?
Blow bubbles. I quite like blowing bubbles. I've seen people with bubble machines, but I didn't bring my bubble machine. I decided to do the real McCoy with the hand ones.
And why have you decided to do that?
Partly because it goes back to the charity I'm involved with. It takes kids on holidays, and so bubbles are usually something that we do while we're away with the kids, because it doesn't matter whether they're what age they are or what health or disability they have, bubbles is usually fun. So yeah, it's fascinating.
Would you mind telling us what the charity is and a little bit about it?
It's HCPT, the Pilgrimage Trust, take kids, disabled kids to Lourdes at Easter. There's usually about 2,000 kids and about 3,000 helpers. Descend on this little village in the south of France, and we have a good week. And there's a sort of Christian religious element to it, but it's also about the kids having a good time. And although there's a large number of us, we function in family groups. So there's about 20, the group that I'm part of, which is group 50, because each group's got a number. We're usually about 25 of us, so we take about 10 kids, and there's about 12 to 14 adults. And the adults range from sort of 18, 19 year olds through to 70 year olds. So the term family group really does mean that, because it is like a family. And the kids really get a lot out of it, I think. They really all enjoy it.
What do you do when you're there for the week?
Look after the kids. I'm also a doctor in my spare time, so I also do a little bit of keeping an eye on that side of things. But mostly it's about making sure the kids are having a good time and they're safe and they're happy.
How did you become involved with that?
It's something I started doing when I was at school, through school I started doing it, and I went with a different group for about 12 years, then moved away and had a child, so things sort of went bit quiet, and then as soon as my child was old enough to come with me, age 6, we started doing it again, and she's mad about it too. She's done it with me for 10 years.
And you mentioned that you're a doctor in your spare time. How does that work?
I work as a senior lecturer at university, and help run a medical school, with medical school management. So I don't actually do very much. I don't do hands-on clinical work anymore.
Going back to the plinth, What do you hope will happen when you're up there?
I don't know. I really don't know. Just sort of see what it's like. It'd be nice to sit down for an hour. See what it'd be interesting to just to people watch if there's anybody to watch.
Do you have any fears about going up on the plinth?
I was a little worried about the idea of it being 8 meters. I didn't really believe it was 8 meters, and of course, realizing now that only one side's 8 meters, so that's fine. And I'm looking forward to the ride in the cherry picker. Never been in one of those before.
Do you have any other expectations about what might happen when you're on the plinth?
No, not really. No, it's just quite a fun thing to be part of. Just to have done it, it's sort of one of the things that you might be able to tell your grandchildren about, type of thing.
What does the project mean to you?
I don't know. I think the sort of the names that are involved, you know, particularly sort of Anthony Gormley's work, means it's interesting. And as I say, it's just being able to be part of it. So it's fun. It's an idea.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Nope.
What kind of impact do you hope to have by going on the plinth?
I haven't really told very many people I'm doing it. There's only very it's sort of a secret. I don't think I'm going to have very much. There's one or two people I've told. And my daughter, who said she didn't mind me doing it as long as her friends didn't know. But I think she's at a sleepover with her friends tonight, and I think they're going to. I suspect they're going to watch it. So it'll be interesting.
Do you think she'll like what you've chosen to do on there?
Oh, she thinks I'm mad anyway, so.
Why does she think you're mad?
Oh, well, I'm a mother, aren't I? I mean, you know, it's just that, really.
Do you have anyone here with you?
Nope. We only came back from holiday yesterday, so my husband's got to go to work tomorrow. And, I did ask my daughter whether she wanted to come, but she decided she didn't.
So have you made the trip to London especially for this?
Yeah, came down the train.
We're trying to build a picture of the people who are going up on the plinth. Would you mind telling us some of the things that are important to you in your life?
You might have given me warning of that question. Sorry. I don't know. So that's a really hard. I'm not quite sure what you're looking for, really.
Would you mind describing yourself as what you like as a person?
I'm usually very busy. People sometimes think I'm organised, but that's more. It's a more organised chaos I live in. And I'm a fairly logical thinker and planner. When we go to Lourdes with this group, my suitcase is always twice as heavy as everybody else's, because it's got all the just-in-case stuff in there. And most years, some of it gets used. So it becomes a laugh, but on the other hand, every time they want something, it's in Mary Jane's back. You know, it's everything from the corkscrew, which is very important when you're in France, to pliers. My claim to fame this year was somebody had come into the medical room wanting some olive oil, and they wanted it for a squeaky wheelchair, and I said, I've got WD-40, will that do? So that's, yes, so I usually have something, yes, that's probably describes the sort of, that's an example of the sort of thing that I've actually got the answer or the solution, or at least we'll have a go at it.
Have you brought anything with you for the plinth, just in case?
Yes, I've got a piece of sewing. And that's if I get bored doing the bubbles. I've got my iPod so I can listen to my talking book that I'm listening to at the moment. And I've got a big set of bubbles, but if that doesn't work, I've a little set of bubbles. So, yeah.
Do you think you might use those other things as well as the bubbles?
If I get bored. Just capacity. I don't know how long, it sounds silly, but I don't know how long an hour is going to be, if you know what I mean. You don't know quite.
And what do you think you might do after you've been on the plinth?
Go to bed.
And if you had to sum up your experience since first applying and being just about to go up, how would you describe it?
As I said, I've kept fairly quiet about it, but blowing hot and cold, thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said yes, and then maybe I should, and oh well, we'll just see how it goes, type of thing.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
Me, I think, just for me, really.
Yeah. How will you be promoting the charity from the plinth?
I've got my T-shirt and thing on, and I've got a little poster thing, and I might wear my hat. Not sure about that, but so I'll just see what happens.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us or add before we finish?
Not at all. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And thank you for arranging the weather, so at least it's not raining. I did bring a waterproof, that's one of my just in cases.
Thank you.